The South Shore's breaking news, weather, and traffic station.
95.9 WATD FM Marshfield and 95.9 WATD.com.
WATD. It's the Go-Go's Head Over Heels, and I'm head over heels to see them on July 3rd at the Hollywood Bowl, flying on out to hang out with my good friend Jane Whelan and the rest of the band at that show. Also, really excited to bring to you live from Los Angeles right now, Richard Blade of K-Rock fame, as well as Sirius XM First Wave. Richard, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on. You are a transcontinental traveler. You're coming out in a couple of weeks. You're going to the Hollywood Bowl show. There's no holding you back.
Well, you know, the 80s, as you know, it's just so much fun to have this type of music. And, when I saw that you were having this festival in Huntington Beach, I said, I got to buy a plane ticket. I got to head out there. These are bands that I grew up with, and I have played for 30-plus years. But it's wonderful to have you on the show, Richard. And I want to talk to you about the upcoming Like Totally 80s Festival, but what's really fascinating right now is your World in My Eyes book. Take us a little bit into that from your days at Oxford University and then coming on over to Los Angeles, and fame and fortune awaited you.
Well, it's one of those things I kept getting asked to write when I was doing live gigs, because I do a lot of shows, because, as you said, the 80s is so incredibly popular. People would say, you know, tell me the story to K-Rock in the early days of the music. And I thought, you know, I should write a book and put all those stories in there, but I think I have to take it back to the European days and the crazy way I got into becoming a DJ at Oxford when everyone else around me was studying frantically, and I was kind of out playing at all the colleges, and then I ended up touring around Europe for a couple of years and then decided to come to America, and it was a lot of work, but I promise, Chris, it was a lot of fun.
You know, I can resonate with that, because I think of my days in college radio, 85 to 89, and schooling was important, but what was really instrumental for us at a college radio station here in the Boston area was all the great music that was coming out. And we had no idea as college DJs, but we were sort of making radio history. Fast forward all these years, I still have the job, have a different type of day job, but this is the passion right here, and your book sort of opens that up. You talk a lot about sort of being on tour with Depeche Mode, hence the name World in My Eyes. What's it like hanging out with those guys?
You know, they are some of the nicest guys in the world. Martin Gore, so down to earth. The same with Fletch. I mean, both of them, so good. Dave is great as well, but Dave being the front man, he is often pulled away from you to do this interview or this photo session, or sit down with so-and-so and tell them about the band. So he sometimes, unfortunately, doesn't get to relax as much, which is a shame because, again, just a down-to-earth guy. I flew out to see them one time in Florida at the start of the Songs and Faith of Devotion tour. I was getting in about 2:30 in the morning because I had a station appearance and then had to take a late flight over there. When I arrived at the hotel, it was about 3:30, and Alan Wilder and Fletch had waited up for me, and we all sat in the jacuzzi drinking beer for about an hour. It was crazy. I mean, they just... regular folks like you and me.
That's the rock and roll lifestyle. And Depeche Mode, it's one of my favorite bands of all time. Had the pleasure to see them only once back in 1989. Fast forward to this coming June, my wife, who's a huge fan of Depeche Mode, as well as my dad, well into his late 70s, is coming with us to see Depeche Mode play in Boston. Really looking forward to that show, and should be great. In your book...
Absolutely. I caught that show recently in Santa Barbara, and the Global Spirit Tour, I mean, they are firing on all cylinders, and Dave is still such a great front person. It's amazing.
And the great thing about the 80s music is that I think, and a lot of the listeners on your show on Sirius XM as well as on this show, it's timeless. Even though it came out 30, 35 years ago, it's as fresh today as it was back then, and the bands are still around, and that's what makes it so much fun.
You know, you're absolutely right. I did a gig last night in Huntington Beach where, you know, I'm going to be in just for a week at the Like Totally 80s for the Academy of Performing Arts. And all the kids there were between 17 and 18, but they were doing a totally rad tro fest. It was all 80s, and they were doing A-ha, Duran Duran, Depeche Mode, and they had me host it. And they actually knew all about the music. It was like talking to you or me. I mean, it was like they were... 38 and not 18. It was amazing.
Wow. I do have to ask you about Live Aid, and I was speaking with Howard Jones a few weeks ago on this show, and I had to ask him what it was like when he came out onto the stage with just this big white piano, and it was an incredible story, and you did that as well with Live Aid and Duran Duran. What was that like?
It was really special. I said this actually last night on stage. I was talking about 1985 because I was going into a thing for the Breakfast Club, and I said what an important year that was for music. I said two of the most seminal things happened. The Breakfast Club came out and Live Aid happened, and it was a concert that everybody knew was special. It wasn't just like, oh, come on, we got to do another show. It was, let's bring our A game, because not only are we raising money for the kids, but the world is watching. And that's what it felt like. It was really, really special.
It was a wonderful time. I was, 1985, in high school, just getting ready to go into college. Lots of memories there. Well, fast forward to what's happening next Friday in Huntington Beach. I'm really psyched to be out there, the Like Totally 80s Festival. How did you pull this all together, and is this the third year that you've been doing it?
It's the third year. The first one started in kind of like a little town square for 1,500 people. And it was so popular, they did it last year on the beach and exceeded all their expectations. So this year, they're doing it next Saturday, which I think is May 12th. And it's going to be the Human League, the Motels, my buddy Mike Peters of The Alarm, who puts on one of the most rocking shows you could ever see, just incredible. A ska band, which has a following in Southern California, but never got to break big time across the country, The Untouchables, so we'll have everyone dancing. Naked Eyes just got added to the bill. Tiffany is going to represent the pop side. And then there's going to be like an all-star jam with Slim Jim Phantom of the Stray Cats and Clive Farrington of When in Rome, UK, and Tim from the Polecats. So it's going to be just a blast. I know I'm forgetting a couple of bands because there's so many on the bill.
Dramarama is one.
Dramarama. Right. Gene Loves Jezebel, absolutely.
Yes.
Jay Aston from Gene Loves Jezebel, first time in a decade that he's played in America. So that's going to be one for the record books. And Dramarama, they came from the East Coast and moved to the West Coast, and they just, I mean, when they hit the stage, everyone's on their feet.
My story with Jay Aston, he's a friend of this show. I've seen him play in Boston a few times. But when they were recording Dance Underwater, I happened to be in York, England about a year and a half ago. It was actually in London. I said, hey, I'm going to come on up and take the train. And he's like, yeah, we can hang out and you can listen to some of the music. Didn't get a chance to do that, but had a chance to hang out with Jay. And it was just a wonderful occasion. Really looking forward to seeing him next week. And you mentioned Mike Peters. With all that he's been through, including his wife and their battling cancer, I mean, he just finished, I think it was about a week or two ago, where he played four shows in 24 hours on two continents. And now he's coming out to do this gig, and he does put on an incredible performance. So really looking forward to seeing that. Tell me a little bit more about When in Rome and Clive Farrington. Great guy. And I can't say more than that because we have a surprise coming up at 9 o'clock, but I may have just given it away. I know.
Okay.
I've been trying to tell people that we have another guest coming on at 9 o'clock, but I'm really looking forward to seeing Clive and his what he brings to this whole festival.
What? Well, Clive's got such a great voice and such a nice presence, and I love working with Clive. I was opening for Spandau Ballet a couple of years back at the Pacific Amphitheater, and Clive was friends with the band from his days in England and said, could he come? And I said, only if you come on stage with me and we do a joke, like name that tune, and I'm going to play a little of The Promise, and you're going to be in the audience, and you're going to put your hand up and say, I know that song. And I'm going to give you a mic and you're going to sing it. And he said, absolutely. And he played along with me and we had such a great time. You will love Clive.
And so the festival starts next Saturday around 11 o'clock out on Huntington Beach in California?
Absolutely. And it goes till 10 at night. It's a hard curfew because it's outside and the lifeguards will shut it down. But it should be incredible. The weather forecast is perfect. Right now, this weekend for Huntington Beach, it's forecast at close to 81 degrees and cloudless skies, so it should be wonderful.
Well, coming from the Northeast, and especially Boston, where winter just ended about a week ago for us, I'm going to have to bring a lot of sun protection factor, or else I'll become a crispy critter by the end of the show, or the festival.
My wife is going, Chris, and she is an SPF 30 freak, so she'll have some if you forget it. She'll spray you all over and make sure you don't go back red.
All right, that sounds good. My wife, same. She's a redhead with blue eyes and burns in 10 minutes. This is going to be an incredible festival next week. Really happy to be, I think, the only radio station on the East Coast that's going to be there. And this is a very special show that we have here on this radio station, and hoping and I can be able to meet you, chat with you backstage, as well as a number of these bands.
Absolutely. You're top of the A-list, buddy.
we have to keep this genre alive, and you know, so glad that you're doing it over on the satellite radio, and here I am on the terrestrial. So we'll have fun with it next week.
Oh, thank you so much, and bring a copy of World in My Eyes, and I'll sign it for you. I'd love to talk to you about it as well, because you and I have shared a lot of the same experiences.
We absolutely have, and you wrote the book before I did, but I mean, maybe I'll have to get in do something this summer, so we'll see.
That's right. Just make sure you've got an understanding wife, because, as you know, my book's completely uncensored. And I told Krista, when I write it, honey, I got to tell the truth. And she said, go ahead. And then when she read it, her eyes went big.
Well, I'm sure my wife is listening, so she'll give me a critique tonight when I get back home.
You got it, Chris.
All right. Well, it was great chatting with you. I know you're on the road, 10 and 2 on those highways out there in Los Angeles. And we'll see you in about a week out in Huntington Beach.
You got it, and we'll email back and forth so we can make sure we coordinate so we don't get lost in the huge crowd.
All right, that sounds great. Richard, thank you for coming on to The Alternative tonight.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. That was Richard Blade from Sirius XM fame, as well as K-Rock here on The Alternative. Really great to have him on the show, and we learned a lot about his book and just the festival that's coming up next week. So that's good stuff here on 95.9 WATD. This band, The Human League, they are headlining at the Lake Totally 80s Festival. I'll be backstage chatting with that band and lots of other people. 95.9 ATD.
Of 1969,
before the Soviets came,
the life was cheap on bread and wine,
and cherry meant no shame.
She is awakened by the scream
of rockets flying from nearby,
and scared she clings on.
Soldiers have gone from the Lebanon.
your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love is strange, surreal in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When a life gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Alternative with Chris Atwood on 95.9 WATD.
Well,
95.9 WATD. Amy Mann, the unmistakable voice of Till Tuesday, Boston's own, had the pleasure to bump into them at Club Man Ray back around 1985 or 86. Great band known as Down Avenue. If anybody has a Down Avenue 45 or an LP, let me know. I'd be happy to burn it up here. Because that's anyways, they were playing. Till Tuesday walked in. I'm like, oh my God, you know, Amy Mann, quite tall. And we're going to be playing a song by a band that was just added to the Like Totally 80s Festival in Huntington Beach after these, 95.9 ATD.
Is there any part of your home you'd like to change? Every part of your home? I'm Bill Reed from Dream Kitchens & More, second-generation family-owned business. We can completely transform your home. Start planning your dream home at the Dream Kitchens & More showroom in Pembroke. We work from the ground up. Kitchen and bath cabinetry, entire kitchen and bath remodeling, hardwood flooring for the entire house, tiles for the bathroom floor, backsplash, and shower. The reason our customers keep returning to Dream Kitchens & More is that we design, build, and supply for every job we do. No separate contractors to schedule. Dream Kitchens & More will do everything to make your dream a reality.
Dream Kitchens & More. Let the dream team make your remodeling dreams come true. And don't forget to ask about their 24-month interest-free financing. Route 139 in Pembroke. Call 781-826-WOOD online at dreamkitchensandmore.com.
Not sure what to do for Mother's Day this year? Just keep calm and love Mom. Get her an unforgettable floral arrangement from Clifford's Flowers. Your mother, grandmother, wife, aunt, sister, it takes a lot to be a mom. This is the one time of the year that you get a reminder to appreciate her, and Clifford's is ready to help. Send your mom a beautiful potted orchid and choose from many wonderful colors. Clifford's also has hanging baskets to decorate her patio or porch, or beautiful indoor garden baskets that are sure to be a hit. Of course, Clifford's Flowers also has roses in every color, from two-tone roses to ruby reds, peaches, yellows, pinks, and others. Ordering ahead is ideal, but you can even stop into Clifford's Flowers on your way to Mom's and pick up a wonderful cash-and-carry bouquet. Don't forget, it's the time of year to appreciate your favorite nurses and teachers, too. Clifford's Flowers, 86 Liberty Street in Quincy. Call 888-441-8884. Order online at cliffords.com.
On Sunday, May 6th, from 4 to 8 p.m., head to Pins in Kingston for a benefit event for a special South Shore family. Ryan's Rally honors the family of the late Ryan McDonald of Plimpton, who was killed in the March 2nd nor'easter. Tickets are $25 each. Enjoy live music, hundreds of raffle prizes, food, and a cash bar. For info and tickets, please visit ryansrallybenefit.com. Head to Pins in Kingston, Sunday, May 6th.
95.9 WATD, 7:40 on your Friday night. Coming up at 8:05, we'll be chatting with Mike Snow from the Boston Calling Music Festival, learning about all the new improvements, all the bands that are coming to the Boston Calling Festival at the end of the month, Memorial Day weekend. And we'll tell you at that time how you can win a pair of three-day passes to the Boston Calling Festival. That's coming up at 8:05. As we mentioned, next week, big show out in California, Huntington Beach. It's the Like Totally 80s Festival, third annual. We just spoke with Richard Blade, who's putting that on. He's from the SiriusXM First Wave. He's over on satellite. I'm over here on terrestrial, perhaps. And we definitely will meet out there in California. But listen to the lineup. The Human League, The Alarm, Dramarama, Martha Davis and the Motels, Naked Eyes, Gene Loves Jezebel with James Astin, James Stevenson, who we've had on the show before, Pete Rizzo, Chris Bell, Tiffany, The Untouchables. Let's see, an all-star jam with The Reflex featuring Tim Polcat of The Polcats, Clive Farrington of When in Rome fame, and a whole bunch of others as well. Bow Wow Wow was just added, as I mentioned earlier. Naked Eyes, they were just added just yesterday to the festival. We'll be reporting next Friday from backstage before the festival. It's Naked Eyes, 95.9 WATD.
message, baby. It's a sight to see you fade away.
The world is a screaming. Catch your breath and leave me reeling.
He'll get you in the end. It's God's revenge. Oh, I know I should come clean, but I prefer to deceive.
95.9 WATD, the Blow Monkeys, Digging Your Scene here on The Alternative with me, Chris Atwood, 7:50 on your Friday night, and we're just warming up here. Wow, what a hour and a half it's been. We started the 7 o'clock hour, this hour off with an interview from his car out in L.A. with Mr. Richard Blade from SiriusXM's First Wave and the big festival that's coming up next weekend in Huntington Beach, California. I will be there hanging out with Richard and all those bands, bringing lots of stuff to you the following week. And I think we're going to play a band, next after these, that's going to be at that festival. And it could be the surprise guest that's coming on by phone at 9 o'clock tonight. 95.9 WATD.
Hi, I'm Ed Perry, and I founded WATD 40 years ago. WATD is so proud to partner with Plymouth 400. This is a once-in-a-century opportunity to really get people to come and visit the South Shore of Massachusetts. It isn't just marketing the Plymouth area. It's giving people all over the country the opportunity to be part of a celebration that really makes everyone proud to be an American. And that's why the Plymouth 400 is so important, is that people feel good about this celebration. It's unique. To get all of the benefits that you will get as a business partnering with Plymouth 400, I think this celebration is probably one of the most important things that we will be doing on the South Shore to remember the history of our country and where it came from and where it's going. Visit Plymouth400Inc.org.
Stop by for the Pine Hills Spring Open House tomorrow from 9 to 5. See more than 14 delightful model homes in a variety of styles and prices, including the Walking Stick Neighborhood Grand Opening, featuring colorful Key West-inspired cottages from the 600s. There'll be lots of fun and festivities along the way. Start your tour at the Summer House, just off Route 3 at Exit 3 in Plymouth. Learn more at pinehills.com.
95.9 WATD. I mentioned that this next band is going to be playing at the Like Totally 80s Festival next Saturday, Huntington Beach, California. I will be there covering it for you, the listeners. But this band might be the surprise, or the lead singer might be the surprise guest who will be calling in at 9 o'clock tonight. It's one of the bands, one of the lead singers that's playing at the Like Totally 80s Festival. And coming up at 8:05, we're going to be chatting with Mr. Mike Snow of the Boston Calling Music Festival. This is Mike Peters right now of The Alarm, ATD.
Imagination. I don't want to be anywhere without you now. Break down the moving parts. Life speeding by like a falling star. I don't want to be anywhere but where you are. Inside, outside, all the way around. Over, under, sideways, down. Is not the real me. I confess, I'm not what I seem. My emotions are the only thing that I have betrayed. Scratch the surface, you'll see I bleed. Just like any other